Hi guys, welcome to another episode of The Takeoff. I hope you're all doing well today. It's the 7th of December. We're right in the middle of silly season. I assume everyone's working hard, trying to get everything finished before the Christmas break. Today will be my last podcast until January. And I want to discuss the five things I've learned this year while setting up my own business. So there's plenty of people in the construction sector that might get some use from this. In terms of the industry, it's ever evolving. There's obviously lots of stuff continuously developing. It's a very, very busy market right now. There's some people out there that might decide, hey, you know what, I want to start up my own business this year, or I want to go freelancing, I want to go contracting. And there's lots of different benefits to that. Again, there's lots of negatives to it as well. But here are the five things that I've learned from starting the business this year. So number one, probably the most important thing that I've learned this year is that a supportive family is an absolute must. So if you're going out and starting a business by yourself, it can be very, very lonely. The very first few weeks and few months of starting getting, I was working from coffee shops. I didn't have anyone to talk to bounce ideas off. I didn't have any office space. And really the only person that I sort of talked to on a daily basis was my wife. And she was and continues to be incredibly supportive throughout the whole process. She was probably the person who really sort of pushed me to go and actually do what I wanted to do and had the belief and faith in me that I could be a success, you know, without working for a larger entity or a business that's been there and done it before. And it's been incredibly supportive. And to be honest, if I didn't have Amanda, who my wife, working alongside me, then I don't know, maybe we wouldn't have been so successful. I think in terms of, you know, what she's taken off my plate has been a huge bit weight off my shoulders as such, you know. So Amanda works every day and obviously has her own full-time job, but she helps me a lot within terms of the accounting, the tax. Because we're a business that operates across Australia and New Zealand, we've got two different tax laws. We've got different tax jurisdictions. It's extremely complicated for someone like myself. And so that's something that she's invested a lot of time and energy into getting up to scratch. She's taken payroll off my hands. She's taken really that real business administration element off my plate, which has just allowed me to go out there, win new business, you know, do what I'm good at. And if I didn't have that resource and I was spent all my time, you know, speaking to the Australian tax office or the New Zealand tax office or you know, dealing with accountants day by day, I would say that would be incredibly draining and would take a lot of time and effort. So I would say, you know, that's been a massive, massive advantage. And just having someone there who is supportive, you know, I think the last thing that you need is someone who's doubtful of your skill set and whether you can do it or not. You know, coming home at night and having a bad day and someone maybe judging you, you know, that's never going to be never going to be a nice thing to take on board. So, you know, having that support system, that support network, and also the extended support network from, you know, my old man who's back home in Ireland, you know, who's always, you know, always fighting for me, you know, friends who are always sort of out there sort of singing your praises. All of those people, friends and family, and that support network is just so, so, so important, especially if you're out there doing it by yourself and maybe don't have a business partner working alongside you. That was probably my biggest learning from this year. A great support network, having the buy-in from your family, having the buy-in from your spouse, that is an absolute must. So that's my number one. Number two, if you have a hyper focus, you can achieve anything. So at the beginning of this year, you know, I was hoping to do, you know, sort of like 500-600K. You know, I was essentially hoping that it would be just to pay the bills, have a great successful year, and you know, have a small business, and that was the sort of idea of it. In reality, it's been, you know, nearly 2 to 3 times as successful as what I'd imagined. With a managed to employ 7 people. There's another person joining in January next year. You know, we're working with institutional clients across Australia and New Zealand. You know, getting on the suppliers, preferred supplier lists of 1 to 2 others, but you know, these are global businesses and really sort of flagship clients, you know, and really it's been overwhelming how you know, companies have interacted with us and have engaged with us. And I believe it's because we're trying to do something a little bit different. You know, we're not a high street agency. We're not a generalist agency. We're not a business that is, you know, purely working on, you know, executive search assignments where, you know, we're only looking retained business. You know, we're actually coming in between that sort of specialist and executive, you know, that we're flying right in the middle there. That's our sweet spot. And because we've had a different approach, and because we've been pushing back on clients, because we've been very, very strategic and have really finite standards with regards to our clients and our candidates, we've been able to pick up business that we never thought would be possible. And that's because we've been very, very structured. We've been very detail oriented in regards to where our place in the market is. And I believe that's a takeaway for anyone out there. You know, if you're a company that's, you know, if you have a vision of maybe starting a, you know, a residential business or a business working in a specific area or specific niche, I think the more specialist that you can become, the better that you can become, because you get known for something. If you aren't known for something, then really it's very, very difficult to brand. It's very, very difficult to market. It's very difficult to get the name out there. If you are known for something, you know, people will relay that information onto their colleagues, onto the clients, onto their peers. You know, you might only, if you're very, very specialist, you might only have 1 or 2 competitors, where if you're generalist, you're going to have 10, 15, 20 competitors, you know, and that's very, very difficult. You're not offering anything new to the market. So the more specialist that you can become, I believe the more you're going to get from it. So if you have that hyper focus, you can achieve anything. And so we go with that hyper niche approach. I think that can be utilized across any industry, any market, any segment. The more niche that you can become, the more successful that you can become. You just need to look on Reddit and go and have a look at some crazy subreddits out there. You know, nearly anything that you can think of. You know, I'm just looking outside and just looking at a bunch of trees blowing in the wind. If you type that into Reddit, there's probably 100,000 people on a subreddit about trees blowing in the wind. That's how crazy the world is. But you will get buy-in. You will get people have interests in specific niches. If you're marketing that niche and if you're getting yourself out there, you know, you can become massively, massively successful. Number 3, keep it lean and keep it simple and don't overspend. So the very beginning of this journey, I built the website on Squarespace. I think it probably cost me about $60. Today, on the 7th of December, so actually yesterday, I spent half a day rebuilding the website. I think I probably spent $100 yesterday. Again, it's on Squarespace. I remember in the last company I was with, we spent nearly $20,000 on a website that was very, very bug ridden. It was difficult to use. It wasn't really the finished product that we wanted. And I remember taking that experience and going, well, how can I achieve something that's useful, you can utilize, and easy to build, easy to change? And, you know, within 12 months, we've spent maybe like $200 on the website. And in my opinion, it looks fresh. It looks clean. You know, you go on there, you see what we do. It's very, very simple, and not overspending. Other ways we didn't overspend. First 3 months, we didn't have any office space at all. After 3 months, we got like a super tiny, tiny office space where it had, you know, essentially a little tiny kitchenette, and you could fit comfortably, maybe two people in there comfortably, at an absolute squeeze, three people, but you couldn't have any loud Irishmen like myself on the phone, or everyone would just go absolutely crazy. That rent was like $1,500 a month. Then from there, we ended up moving into somewhere quite bigger, which was two doors up, and that was, you know, maybe twice or three times the price. But at that point, we'd actually built a bit of recurring revenue, keeping it very, very simple again. The company went into liquidation. I offered them lowballed them on their office furniture, managed to get about 20 office desks and everything else that goes with a cool office for very, very, very cheap. And again, that was just a reoccurring strategy that I utilized throughout the whole process. Didn't sign up for big contracts with Seek. Decided to use some resources who are based offshore, who have been trained up by myself. Literally documented every single thing that I do for 3 months, having all of that sort of all those PDFs in a strategic file that I can give people when they come on board with the business. It's really foolproof sort of strategy that I utilize. And really, we were able to get more market share by doing that, by advertising less, but by going out and shoulder tapping more, and getting far better results, because we're not engaging with the candidates that are active on the market, but the ones that are passive, that are the ones that are going, hey, I would be interested if this would come up. And then essentially, you know, reverse marketing them, or, you know, going, you know, keeping them in the loop when something that comes on the market. So another thing, and I haven't actually programmed this in, so this could be 2.5 or 3.5, is keeping really tight with your clients. You know, it's starting a new business, starting off from scratch, you know, keeping tight to the people that you know. Being honest, being trustworthy, don't feed a whole load of bullshit. You know, if you can't find someone, tell them you can't find someone. If you can't deliver a project, tell them that you can't deliver. You know, I think in this market, under promise and over deliver. And I think that's important, because if you over promise and under deliver, you're just the same as everybody else. But if you can be a little bit more diligent, a little bit more methodical, have a strong attention to detail, you know, probably set guidelines and structures in place and work with your clients and partner with them, then that's important. And in this market, even this morning, we've had a client, well, a possible client, who is a reasonably sized business with around about 100 people, you know, show up late, didn't show up to the conference call that we had arranged, called us 30 minutes late, you know, started getting their backup over something really that was extremely minuscule, and really we're likely not to utilize and work with that client, because, you know, it's not someone that we believe we're going to build a relationship with. And I understand that sometimes actually the friction that you have at the beginning of a relationship actually can be worthwhile and can be quite good. So that's, you know, that's beside the point. But ultimately, you've got to pick and choose your clients. You've got to get close to your clients, under promise, over deliver. And I think that's going to help your brand in the long term. But ultimately, I've kept it really, really simple. I've tried to keep overheads down as much as possible. I've tried to do as much as possible by keeping overheads down. And, you know, thinking of things like, and we'll put on an event for the pre-construction industry. We'll get 90 people there. We'll spend $2,000 on a bar tab. We'll get a photographer there. The photographer costs us $200. And, you know, we've got content nearly for 3 to 6 months. It's great for our website. It's great for our brand. Like, that's $2,000 that's been utilized really, really smart. You go on Seek and you spend, what is it, like, I think about between $500 to $700 on an advert. The reality is that 90% of those people who apply aren't going to be relevant or going to be based overseas. And so, you know, there's better ways that you can do business. And that's how I believe that we should all consider doing things and developing and building. And that's my goal. Build slowly, keep it simple, do good business. Number four throughout the year, I got to the point, it was like month four, month five. Zeynep came on. She was an amazing help to help me sort of resource for me and develop, you know, work through our marketing systems and do some of that really grunty hard work. She was she's been an amazing asset, but ultimately I needed someone to come in to work and be client facing and do a lot of those sort of client facing work that I wasn't able to get across. And ultimately, I employed someone who I trust. So Potty came on board. I've worked with Potty before. Me and Potty come from the same part of the world. We've both been working in the industry. I think he's been working about 8 years. I'm 10 years. He's got really good experience. He's probably one of the best shortlisters out there. I think that someone, if you give him a job, he will come up with candidates 100%. And I'm talking about the more technical the job. He is phenomenal at getting shortlists to clients that really meet the mark. We were in Brisbane about a month ago doing meetings with clients, and I think literally three out of the five or six clients were like, that was one of the best shortlists we've had. And that was because Potty was working on it. His attention to detail is phenomenal when it comes to interacting with candidates and getting that information. We both started working in Northern Ireland, where a lot of the market is FMCG. It's technical engineering, design engineering. It's, you know, screening and machinery type equipment. And you're really, really looking for very, very finite and distinct experiences and skill sets. And that's what we've actually transitioned that into the construction industry, and it works really, really well. But I hired Potty because I can trust him. I know him as a character. He's a good friend, and he's someone who I can rely on. You know, if I'm out of the office, I know he's there. He's working hard. He's putting the grind in. And ultimately, that's been something that I believe that we should all consider is, if you're a startup business, it's very difficult just to go out there and hire someone you have no idea who they are. Trying to maybe hire someone you trust. Maybe it's a previous colleague, a previous peer, someone you've worked or you went through university with, someone that you have interaction, engagement, trust with, is someone that who can be in your business and can free up time for you to do other stuff while they're focusing on a certain area of the business, and you trust them and you know that they're always going to be doing a good job. Any startup businesses out there know that hiring is incredibly difficult, and we're in the recruitment industry and it's still difficult for us. So I believe number four, hire people you can trust. Number five, obviously it's been, the market's been incredibly busy. Everyone will say, yep, amazing, amazing time to be in recruitment. And that's true to an extent. Obviously it's very, very difficult in many cases, because candidates are harder to find. Candidates are going to get more counter offers. Businesses are a bit more sort of all over the place, really, in terms of they're not 100% sure what they want. They change all the time. Their briefs, and they're a bit erratic as such, you know. So it's not, I mean, this is certainly by no means a perfect market, and there's a lot of challenges that we're facing each day. But ultimately, that I know, I've worked through tough markets before, and you know, there's going to be tough markets in the future. And that's number five, is just having that perspective. It won't always be good. I know there's going to be a time where it's going to be a lot harder, and I'm preparing for that as well. And preparing what we're doing now to set us up in the future. So for me, I'm doing a lot of business development. I'm doing a lot of candidate or client interaction, trying to win new work, and trying to make sure our clients that we've been working with since the beginning are getting the attention and getting what they need, while Potty is working through our candidates and our shortlisting and making sure that the quality of people that we're representing is absolutely high caliber. It won't always be good, and I'm preparing for that. And that's, our business is preparing for the worst markets. That's what we're trying to achieve. Not sitting going, yep, it's always going to be boom times, because it's not. It's going to be terrible at some point. And I need to make sure that we've got the foundations in place to weather those storms and to make sure that we're set up for success in the future, not just 6 months down the line, but, you know, 6 years down the line, that we can really weather the worst moments and make sure our brand is absolutely top of the tree. We don't want to be, you know, ever in a position where we have to lay anyone off or make anyone redundant or anything. We want to be tight with our clients, tight with our candidates, and making sure that we're there for them in the bad times and they're there for us and vice versa. So it's been a very, very good year. I am very, and I really truly mean this, I am extremely grateful. I am really, really, really so thankful for anyone who has engaged with me, sent me a message this year, sent me an email, applied for a job, picked up the phone. Truthfully, I am so grateful. And that's something that I've taken away from this year, is that I am so thankful for the 2 to 3 hard years I had during COVID, where I was making 50 grand a year and making no placements. And it was just so hard, because now the hard work is paying off to an extent. But I will not forget those hard moments. I'll never forget those moments where I'm driving home and going, fuck, I've had a fucking shit day. You know, it's been really, really hard. And you just go out and walk a dog and you get back on the horse and you get back in there the next day. So it's I'm just humbled. I'm grateful. I am thankful for everyone. I am so looking forward to doing business again with you all next year. And it's not even just about business for me. It's just about relationships. I'm grateful for the relationships. A lot of my candidates are now my friends. A lot of my clients are now my friends. And I'm super grateful for everything this year. Thank you. If you're listening to this, thank you so much. I hope you took something from this. I'm releasing this on, I'm recording this on the day I'm releasing it. It's Wednesday today. Super busy. Looking forward to getting back to you all next year. Next year, we're going to be doing guests. I've just been so anal about how we're getting our content out there. I'm looking at bringing on a full-time content creator at some point next year. If you know anyone, let me know. We'd love to help or love to chat to them. So thank you, guys. Been a crazy 2022. I know it's going to be a crazy 2023. And it's been a big learning curve for me. So thank you so much. And let's reconnect next year. Have an amazing Christmas. Safe New Year, safe travels if you're going anywhere. Take it easy on the road. Don't drink too much and look after yourselves. Cheers.